It seems as if the more we understand about the world, the more advanced we become as a race, the less we actually know. We kind of increase the uncertainty along with the knowledge. I mean, who would have thought that with all their experience, bankers would fail so spectacularly? Who would have thought that in this global market, working people in Britain would have to visit food banks in order to survive? There is one thing, however, that never changes, one thing that remains constant throughout the generations, and that is God's love for his children. God's love and mercy endure forever. He is the God of second chances, always ready to forgive, always ready to bestow his love on all of us. The Old Testament tells the story of a man called Hosea. God chose him to bring a message to his people who were going astray. God asked Hosea to take a prostitute as his wife, to love her unconditionally, even though she would be unfaithful to him throughout their marriage. Hosea was a good and faithful man who loved God. Unlike those around him, he remained true to God and lived a life befitting his faith. He was not particularly keen to take such a woman as his wife, but he did so in order to be obedient to God's calling. Time after time, Hosea's wife went off and slept with other men and returned to her old traits as a prostitute. Time and time again, Hosea took her back and loved her as though she had been faithful. No matter how Hosea felt, however sad or upset this may have made him feel, however humiliated he was in his community, he loved his wife and remained a constant figure of forgiveness, love and hope for her. This wonderful demonstration of love shown to his wife and those watching how they lived brought about a real change of heart. Hosea's love, as opposed to anger or chastisement, encouraged Hosea's wife to change the way she lived and become a faithful partner. In the same way, God's people renounced their evil, unfaithful ways and became true to him once more. You're probably thinking, why would God ask this of a good and faithful man like Hosea? Or maybe what the point of the story is, as it would appear to go against the realms of normality. But you see, God is a God of stability. In an ever-changing world, he remains the same. His love is unconditional. Though we choose to wander away from him, choose not to be in relationship with him, he is always there, ready and waiting to take us back. Just like Hosea was always willing to take back his wife, to forgive her, to love her. We may not have the stability of a secure job for life anymore. We may not be able to rely on investments to fund our pensions like our parents or grandparents had. But we do have access to something that never fails to offer a huge return. The love of God. No matter who we are, what we've done, what choices we've made in the past, we are assured of constant love and acceptance from our Heavenly Father. I find it very reassuring in this ever-changing, unstable world to have something so firm and steadfast to cling to when the chips are down.